carefully. I'll be up and down, but listen very carefully. In the spirit world, turn to Hebrews chapter 1. In the spirit world, or in the kingdom, or in the church, or in the body of Christ, God has set so many things for us to win and to be in victory. And we've been held back because these things have not been taught to us in depth. And in this time, I think this is the last days. And I think there's some things we're going to have to know. For instance, let's name a few things. The sword of the Spirit. We talked about the Word of God as the sword of the Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the fruit of the Spirit. You have the gifts of the Spirit. All those things we need to know about. And then tonight we're going to talk about ministering spirit. Now, if you bring all those things together and we function properly in all of those things and know how they function or how to yield to the spirit world, then we'll begin to see the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the many facets of blessings and favors that God want to place on our lives. But we have to become a student. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. I want to read that. And there's another scripture that says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You're going to have to rightly divide the word of truth for the sword of the Spirit to work, to operate in the Holy Spirit, to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, to operate in the gifts of the Spirit, and also know the power and the potentials of angels, ministering spirit, they're called, in your life, and how to activate, access angels in time of need. All right? So but we got to write and divide the word. So let's just look at that. Look in Timothy for a minute before we go to our golden text. I was in my office, and the Spirit of God had me to look at this to it's 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and 3, but I'm gonna look at a verse in chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, and as I walk down the apostle trail in this church, to bring you in more of a vivid revelation of who you are in Christ and how to function in Christ and how this thing is not just an emotional thing. It's an anointing. It's an anointing. A child of God is supposed to wear an anointing. And so then, look, you notice in, I look in 3:7, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. And it says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, that's what tradition will do for you. That's what religion will do for you. That's what not wanting to make no changes will do for you. Then he talks about, and I read on down now, as Janaan and Jembre withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. And then he said, they are men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. But he says in the ninth verse, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Verse 10 now. Listen. But thou hast fully known my doctrine. See the Apostle Paul talking about his doctrine, teaching. Man of life. See that? Purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, love, patient, persecution, affliction, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And he says, yeah, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall be what? Persecution, right? But evil men and seducers shall what? Worse and worse. I mean, it's bad enough to say it worse, but he said worse and worse. Deceiving and what? Being deceived. Now, notice what he said in verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast what? Learned and hast been assured of, not of whom thou hast learn them. You go back. Now you're in Timothy. Go back and then we'll get to our text. 1 Timothy 2:15 now. 1 Timothy 2:15. I think in transition, this is where this ministry is. We always try to study the word. But I think the Holy Spirit is opening up some other things for us to see. And here Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. That needeth not be ashamed mean that, you remember Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Romans 1:16 for the power. need not be ashamed of that. I can accurately use the sword of the Spirit. I can accurately operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Oh, I left one out too, which is very important. When I'm talking about the sword of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, all of these, the church has to know about them, right? Yes, and I left a major one out, is the ministers of the Spirit, or the ministry gift, the five, the apostle, prophet, all of these, we have to know how to relate to them. I'm going to teach on communion and why so many people are sick is because they don't know how to relate to the ministry gift properly, because that's the body, part of the body of Christ. They don't know how to minister to one another properly. That's part of the body of Christ. And they don't know how to partake of their salvation. That's part of being in the body of Christ. So with this in mind, the Lord want to teach you how to yield to the ministry of angels, how to get your angels working for you, and how to not fight the angels. So let's go to Hebrews now. Let's go to Hebrews 1. In that chapter in Hebrews 1, he compared the angel with Jesus. And, you know, he's to worship Jesus. But the Lord, he was in a rank that the Lord, to show the vividness of Jesus, he compared him to an angel in chapter 1 of Hebrews. But here, I'm going to read the 13th verse, 1 and 13, for you to understand we are talking about angel. But I'm actually, we're going to focus and function within the context, may the Holy Spirit breathe on us as we look at the 14th verse after the 13th verse. 13th verse just called it out that the 14th verse is really talking about angels. In verse 13, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit down my right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. You're talking to Jesus. But then he says in the 14th verse about the angels, about these angels, I think to give us a definition and a description of their ministry. He says, are they not all ministering spirits? See, now you need to underline that. Ministering spirit. Angels are ministering spirit. Angels minister in the realm of the spirit. Are not they all ministering spirit? And it sounds like a comic script in the church, because they have not known that these are actual beings and they can revolutionize your stance as a Christian. Now I'll tell you, the glory of God gonna hit this place tonight. All right? They can revolutionize your life. There's some things you're not getting. Because you're gonna have to know how to use the whole package. You're gonna have to know how to relate to angels. You have to know how to access angels. I put down awareness. Come on, right. Awareness, acquaintance, and accessing. You're gonna have to know that in the realm of the spirit, how to do this. Be aware of angels. Sometimes you're entertaining angels and don't even know it, and making acquaintance with angels and accessing their assistance as the Lord designed for them to assist us. But it says in the 14th verse, are they not all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for them. And I said, can we locate you here? Do these angels have anything to do with me? Yes. Well, for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Aren't you an heir of salvation? Yes. Well, they have all to do with you, but you have to know how to cooperate with them. Scripture make it clear that God wants us to be aware of the existence of angels and of the nature of their activity. I think this is a definition of angel. They're ministering spirit. The description of their ministry, watch it, to minister for the heir of salvation. Now, go over to Psalm 103. Psalm in the Old Testament. Now we're coming in the process of learning how to yield or yielding to the ministry of angels. It almost don't sound too exciting because we have not known, you know, everything don't have to be a goosebump thing, you know. I want power, man. I want some victory and dominion. And everything that the Lord provided for us, we have to understand it. It can't be spooky to us. You know, Andrew, it's Halloween time, you know. Don't let the Lord be Halloween to you. It's spooky. Angels are really designed to help us. We're going to see in the scriptures, I don't know how far I can get tonight, we're going to see in the scripture how many times they help people and how powerful they are. And they still exist today. The angels' ministry has not been cut off. Now, I'm told that each one of us have a portion of angels. And we're going to find out they hearken to the voice of God. What is the voice of God? His word. See? So when you function in the word, the angels will help you. All right, Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now I want to go back for the verse 20. Let's see. Verse 20, I went to 20. No, I didn't. Go back. I read 21. Go back to verse 20. I'm going to fight you all the way. Yeah, I'm going to fight you all the way till you learn some of these things. I'm going to fight you all the way. I'm going to fight your feeling and your emotion and your craving for emotion that you may learn and be able to function in the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost is over the angel, the Holy Spirit. But we got to do something. We got something to do with it. Go back to verse 20. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. And they're going to tell us five things about them. I'm going to break those five things down. That excel in what? Strength. And that do what? Hugging unto what? All right. Notice now he says, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. I'm going to go right to work there because let's give these five functions of angels. We know they're ministering spirit, right? Yes, they're sent to minister for us. Huh? Not to us. For us. You got that? Now, the five things are, They are mighty in strength, number one. They perform his word, number two. They obey the voice of his word, number three. Angels do. They serve him, number four. And number five, they do his will. Those five things. They are mighty in strength. You notice where it says, bless the Lord Jesus and you, in verse 20, that excel in strength. Excel in strength. Say that, excel in strength. In other words, you remember Jesus after having battle in the fourth chapter of Matthew, in the fourth chapter of Luke, the Bible says the angel came and ministered to him. One writer said he came and strengthened him. See, how many of y'all ever had any battles? All right. Angels try to, if you don't understand the angel, he's about trying to strengthen you and you're trying to run them off. You don't even know who it is. And I'm going to get you to the point where you understand they're mighty. If you notice how mighty they are, look in Isaiah chapter 37 for a minute. Isaiah chapter 37. Turn there a minute. We'll see. One blow from these angels. And we got to respect this because God said so. Huh? And let me help you here. Let's see what is that? I'm looking for something. You go to Isaiah 37, I'm gonna give you something to help you immediately. Some of y'all need some immediate help. You ain't got time to go through the whole land. Tell me something right now. Man. Write this down. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I send forth your angel before me to prepare the way that it be saturated with your favor and your blessing. Let me give it to you again now. This is something you can do every day, when you need it. God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, I send forth your angels before me to prepare the way that it may be saturated with your favor and your blessing. Come on now, y'all listening to that? See, you have a right to send angels for. Look what it says one more time. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I send forth your angel before me to prepare the way that it be saturated with your favor and your blessing. In other words, you can send the angel where you're going before you get there. I do that in all my meetings. My angels, I sent them to Baton Rouge the other day. I do it all the time. I send them to New York, Chicago, anywhere I'm going. Because they have no distance. They're there waiting on me. They're already prepared to play for me. My seat already hot. The enemy that try to come against me already stopped. You're going for a job interview. Or they're going to start acting crazy on your job. And you're getting up to go to work Tuesday morning and you say, "Now, these knuckleheads, just send some angels out there. They'll calm down. They'll calm down." Notice in Isaiah 37, verse 36. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrian 185,000. And when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. How powerful these angels are. They take care of business. Turn to Joshua chapter 5. Now, that's just the excelling strength. How many thousand it did? 185,000. Kill them all. You ain't got that many enemies. You got a few of your neighbors and a few of your cousins. You don't want to kill them, but you sure won't stop them. But if they're going to kill me, I won't stop them ahead of time. Now, God, it was angels that helped knock down the wall of Jericho. You notice that in chapter 5, verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, "Art thou for us or for our adversary?" And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, "What says my Lord unto his servant?" And the captain of the Lord of hosts said to Joshua, "Loose thy shoes off thy foot, for the place where thou standest is holy." And Joshua did so. Now, if you look at chapter 6, we're in a Bible study here now. Verse 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. But that angel was there to push the wall, didn't go down automatically. At Jesus' grave in Matthew 28, 1 through 7, rolled back Jesus' tombstone. That was angels did that. All right? So just a little glimpse of their power. Let's look at how they perform his word, angel. You notice in Luke 1:26, the angel Gabriel told Mary that she will give birth to the Christ. Angels can bring you messages. They are not going to take the place of the Holy Spirit. They work under the Holy Spirit. It was angels that also informed the shepherd about the birth of Jesus. Right, Luke 2, I'm not going to read all the scripture, 8 through 14. I just want you to get acquainted with the angels' ministry. It was angels who told people about the resurrection of Jesus. Matthew 28, 2 through 7. Read these. And when Jesus went up to heaven, angels told the disciples that Jesus will come again in the same way. Acts 1 and 11. So you see angels in the divine activities of God. We see how involved they are. That the Father really uses angels in divine activities, and we as Christians should be functioning in divine activity. Instead of just hoping and praying, we can make some things happen if we know how, listen, to cooperate with the spirit world. See, and I think this is, I preached it many years ago, similar to this line, and my secretary showed me some notes that angels is one of the missing ingredients that the body of Christ don't really understand. They're so busy with them little babies with them wings, and people tell about this, they saw an angel, and people get all excited about it, but that should be normal activity. Because they're there, your angel is there with you every day, waiting for you to give them an assignment. See, I'm to believe that nobody else can assign your angel to do something for you but you. And you know, most of us ain't never told no angel nothing. See, but from this night forward, you have to be bold enough to speak to your angel. And you know, you're going to have to be in alignment with the word of God. I mean, your angel is not going to go take somebody else's wife. You know, I got to say that because, you know, I don't know who all listening. I mean, people get crazy, you know. Angel, the man said, I can send you. Go get her. No. We're talking about things that line up with the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible. Just like the Holy Spirit is not going to violate the word of God. The angel is angels of light. They're not going in the darkness to do something that is not of God. And you know, we need to cover these bases because sometimes people, I know all y'all know better. You know, if you're crooked, you've done something wrong, you can't send an angel to straighten out until you repent. Then the Lord give you some wisdom of how to get set free. But they will go. They will go. I mean, it will make you so much stronger. Now here comes that anointing. I sense it coming now. You will be so much stronger if you stop violating the ministry of angels. You see what I'm saying? And begin to cooperate with these beings, thousands and thousands of them. Cooperate with them. Jesus did. How are you going to minister to Jesus if Jesus didn't cooperate with him? He said after the battle, he came and ministered to Jesus. Right? Yes, sir. Well, how are you going to minister to him if he didn't cooperate with him? How are you going to minister to you if you don't know he exists in that capacity? Huh? And if you don't know how to yield to him. And then here's another thing. And you don't know how strong he is. He can wipe out a whole army for you. And you ain't got him on a few people messing with you. Are you following me? And so I want you to take this serious. I want the Holy Spirit to breathe on us that this is not just another Bible lecture or lesson, that in these days with these seducing spirits and Satan has the fallen angels, a demon, and they're out to deceive. And the Bible said he can change himself, transform himself into an angel of light. So we have to have discernment when we get around angels, but we need our angels working for us. Tell your neighbor you need your angel working for you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Stay with me now. Then it says the third thing, they obey the voice of his word. Wow. They obey the voice of his word. Now that's one to settle down in because we have the ability to get in word traffic. We got the ability to make a word traffic. In other words, we can speak God's word. We know things God have said to us in his word, promises that we have, that God says that if we do this, he'll do that. And so once we do that, that angel got to ride piggyback on that because you're speaking God's word. He performs God's word. See, yes, we got the Holy Spirit, but God put all of these different things in the spirit, like the Holy Spirit, the angel, and the word, the sword of the spirit, for us to function in another dimension. And we need to understand this. Turn to Genesis chapter 18. Hallelujah.
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 And no dry bone up in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name. No, nothing wrong with my leg. You sitting now. I can stand up long as you stand up. I'm just sitting down because you sat down. Here, this woman, 90 years old, can't have no baby. She's been promised a child. Guess who God sent to tell her the message? An angel. You ever been in a jam? You ever seen a promise in God's word and you're believing for it and it didn't look like it was going to come through? See, now you're going to be open for assistance. And these angels encourage you and they bring a message. Here in this, in Genesis chapter 18, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the angel obeys God's voice to tell Abraham that Sarah will have a child in old age. Did she have him?
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely. And here, look in this 10th verse, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. I mean, the 10th verse of the 18th chapter. And Sarah heard in the tent door, where she was behind. She really laughed because Sarah didn't really understand that that angel had enough power to bring that announcement. God used that angel to say to Abraham, it's going to happen, just like God said. Now, if you're not aware of their ministry, times that angels could have come to your doorstep or could have come by your bedside to bring you a message from God, but by not knowing, you didn't know how to receive it. But tonight, from tonight, I want you to expect angels' assistance. You don't have to be goofy about it. This is the Bible. You know, this is the Bible. And so they are powerful help. And then when Lot got in trouble, the angels appeared before Abraham, telling him what they were going to do. They were about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. You remember that?
Yes.
An angel, and Abraham started interceding for it and brought the number down. But it was angels. They said, we're going in and get it. We're going to wipe this city out. But the angel told him the message. They obeyed the voice of his word. We need to look at this. We spoke about it, but turn to Matthew 4:11 because I believe in doing what Jesus do me.
Yes,
and see, if we don't attune ourselves to this lesson, what we're doing now, we're equating ourselves greater than Jesus. See, we studied the word so long, you know, we know so many verses and different things in the Bible, and you know, we've got our prayer and intercessory prayer and different things. All that's true. But yet, God wants us to receive the whole packet. And believe it or not, in some battles, you need to be strengthened. I will not take the word help out of my vocabulary. Yeah, sometimes I need help. I don't know about you. And here these powerful beings that God has set at our disposal and have given us, listen to me. Holy Spirit, help me bring this through in the right word and drop in somebody's heart. And have given us the mean whereby to give them orders. What is it? What? His word. His word. So every promise you try to obtain in your life, the angel has to help you if you tell him. Now, you're not going to be able to go here with your mind. This is not a social gospel. This is not science of the mind. This is not the way the system thinks. This is the way the spirit world thinks. This is of the Holy Ghost. You are partakers of his divine nature. So you have a right to function in this capacity. Say, son. You need to function in this. You have the right to function in this capacity. Let me ask this question then. How many of y'all need some help? See? I'm just want to ask the question, make sure I'm in the right place. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't want, you know, waste my energy teaching you about how to get some divine assistance if you don't need it. See, the person who acknowledge they don't need something God put for them, I'm afraid of that person. Get them a little away from me, you know. You walk by faith, but there are times you need to be strengthened. After you've had a battle, any of y'all ever been in a battle? No, you might have been battling for your health, battling for your children. Battling, man. And then all of a sudden, you're hurting, and all of a sudden, you feel strength coming in you. Or, let me take you a little deeper. You feel a big hand on your shoulder you can't see. There's something happening. Something like going in you, you know what I'm saying? And now you'll be more acceptable to that because you know the reality of it. You know it's real. You know they're out there. They're ministering. They're spirits. But they're sent forth to minister to you and for you as an heir of salvation. Here, Jesus, let me say it this way. I told you to turn to Matthew. Matthew 4. Because I want to make a statement here. I want to make a statement. Maybe the Holy Spirit can breathe on it and help me teach this longer and don't get off it because you've not seen it like I want you to see it, I don't believe. The importance of it, you know. Let me say it this way. Jesus accepted the ministry of angels. Let me say it another way. Hey, I know you're working Sunday, son. Now I got it, yeah? Jesus needed the ministry of angels. If he didn't need it, why did he come and why did he accept it and why did he write to us about it? Why he left us a record, Jesus, the Son of God, why did he leave us a record that I accept the ministry of angels and you need to accept it too? Look at Matthew 4:11. Look at 4:11. Then the devil leaveth him and behold, angels came and fulfilled Hebrews 1:14. And what they were doing, it was infusing energy into him. Go, my goodness, go to Luke chapter 22. They obeyed the voice of the word. Are they in this room? Say, good God Almighty. I got somebody to preach about me. Preach, man. Hallelujah. Man, that clock gone. Man, that time. Luke 22. Now, how many of y'all believe that when Jesus was on the cross, he was in an important position? And how many of y'all believe, the most important thing that ever transpired for the believer was when Jesus took them spikes and died in our place? Come on, I need y'all here. Well, you have to read the whole story yourself. Look in Luke 22. I'm going to read a little bit. Verse 40, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Look at the next verse. Yes, sir. greatest battle he ever fought in his life. And it was getting into higher dimension and higher dimension. And see, as you grow in level, are you listening to me? As you grow in level, see, you cannot help but grow in this church or just plumb be a dummy, don't want to hear anything. And as you grow in level, you're going to need more strength. See, we have left your religious block. And you must function in an anointing now. Function in your rights as a believer. You must move out of Galatians chapter 4, being an heir, being a son, but they can't give it to you now because you're not ready for it. You need to be able to function in the spirit world properly. Are you following me? So, angel obeyed God's voice and appeared from heaven, strengthening Jesus before going to the cross. That's what they're doing. They're strengthening him. They're telling him, say, listen, we're going to be there. Just do what the Father said. We're going to be there with you. You send them a cold room. Somebody done put a bad, foul suit against you. And you know the angel sitting in there. The lawyers and the judges, nobody else stand a chance. If you right, because those angels are going to overpower them in some way. But you got to be right. Y'all plan on being right, right? I mean, if you plan on living right, you can live right. I say, if you plan on living right. I see some of y'all ain't paying me no mind yet when I say about that. I say, if you plan on living right. The angel's not going to help no thief. No liar. We're talking about good Christian people here now who want to do right. I'm not talking about being perfect, but I'm talking about being perfect in heart toward God. And so it also said they serve him. In Genesis 31:13, you read it. I'm not going to read it. Lord sent an angel to tell Jacob to go home to your boys' play. Had they been a rascal and did all that stuff, the angel had to deal with him. Judges chapter 13, verses 2 through 5. The Lord sent an angel to Samson's mother. You will have a child that will deliver my people. These are important messages, you know that? And you know, Joseph engaged to this girl, holy man, and she pop up pregnant. Now, that. See, I don't know no other way for pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? And then she's talking about, no, I didn't do nothing. But you're pregnant. So she needed some help there. Joe, I don't know if no man could have straightened Joseph out at that time. But Joseph might say, you might be the one. Now, you're looking in Matthew 1:20-24, the Lord sent an angel to Joseph to let him know that Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. Yes. Yes, sir. You sent an angel. See all these important moments. Yes, all these moments that we need to have some moments in our lives. Yes. A moment that move us beyond the norm. Moments that we can't explain. Moments that God is doing something for us, that he had to send us divine assistance, that we're about to move to another level. Moments that you can't tell nobody about. Moment that you really don't have time to pray about it. It's God moving in a special way for you on your behalf. And an angel got to come and tell you, this is of God. Now, God probably knew Joseph wasn't going to believe nobody else. Unless he sent him a divine being with a divine message. And then he accepted it. Even Zechariah, when he was a priest, he was ministering and things happened. And said, the Lord sent an angel to tell Zechariah, you will have a son that will fulfill the prophecy spoken in Isaiah 43. Let's look at that right quick. We'll close in 5 minutes. Turn to Luke 1. Turn to Luke 1. So we're looking at the five rule. We're in number four. They serve him. Angels serve him. They go do what God tells them to do. And they'll go for you. Now, my spiritual father used this, and I probably used it this week. even before I got into the range of money coming. But he would say, Satan, take your hand off my money. Ministering spirit, go and cause my money to come to me. He would send angels after his money. Oh, Jesus. Well, they say that the minister for the hour of salvation, if you're broke, the angels could help you, you know. See, I got in this route now. See, the supply is always there. But by the law of attraction, you have to know how to get the supply where it's supposed to be. So you have to say some things. All right, Luke, we ain't got them on a few minutes. Luke chapter 1. I better stop by and let you see. I know you know it, but I better stop by. Let you see this. Well, Charles, your prophecy come through 30 years later. Yet a night. He trying to trick me tomorrow. Sit down. Why don't you sit down and talk a little bit, Pat? Trying to get me out of that tradition, though. I'm hooping and screaming and pulling my ears. And I'm trying to shift. He said, I got a group been here with me for 37 years. I got a group been here all the way with me, man. And they were trying to help me, you know. And one of the ladies, he make a nice little talk. Because I wasn't screaming and spitting, you know. And so Charles, he eased up to me. Charles think he kind of slick, you know. He got a few years on me, you know, a little more experience. And he said, won't you try to sit down sometime and teach, Pastor? What are you telling me? You're still going off. him and Roy, they got a little experience on me. They mess with me sometimes, you know. They don't want a wreck with me, so they just try to talk over my head. I want to see that, Lord. Let's see. Oh, I'm sure not going to see it in Luke right. I'm trying to see something that the Lord did, and I'm in Luke, and he did it in Matthew. So it ain't going to work. So let's go to Matthew. I'm sure we're trying to see it, boy. Matthew chapter 1, I mean, the Holy Spirit wants me to go here, so I'm going to do it. I don't want to violate something he won't do. Verse 20, Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Yeah, Joseph was thinking on these things, man. You know, you got to think. You engaged a girl and she's pregnant. Somebody, I'm pregnant. And we waiting until we get married. Pregnant? But while he thought on these things, thank God, God help him. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. They needed an angel to bring that message out. But they show you how important it is. See, sometime you're going to need this. Things might come up in your life that you really don't understand, but if you know how to make yourself accessible to angels, you know, it come to you in a dream. I've had many dreams that, and I wasn't wise enough to know probably within those dreams it was angels showing some things that I needed to do. And then, 45 seconds. Look back to Luke 11. Luke 1. Go back to Luke 1, and we're closing that verse. All these important things happen. Luke chapter 1, verse 11. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear and fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. You with me?
Yes, sir.
And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Good God Almighty. Then it goes on and on. That angel talked to him, you know. Called his name John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither. That's it. Drink neither 0000. I'm going to study the lesson on angels more. We're building a foundation now so you know what to expect. But then we can see a whole lot of other things that angels have done. I have some things right here before me that angels have done we need to see, and we will see it in the time come. You know, you think about the angel camping around you and in Psalm 91. It's just a lot of things that... Let's lift our hands and thank God for a moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ministry of angels. We thank you that the Holy Spirit, who orchestrate the things of the spirit world, will unite these facts in our hearts here at the auditorium, around the world, people who are listening, that there are some things that we need to happen in our life, and the angels have been trying to help us. Now, help us tonight as in the name of your son Jesus, help us and by the power of the Holy Spirit to come in cooperation with these divine beings that they can manifest in our lives things that need to come. We thank you for the persons that are under my voice tonight who sit in this lesson tonight, that the Holy Spirit will turn in their heart the pages and indict and write these things on their heart. So they'll know these things in the time of trouble and in good times also. I thank you for the mighty, mighty blessings of these angelical beings that you surround this building with, and that you surround our homes with, and that you surround our cars in time of travel. We are so thankful that if perhaps particularly Biskunande, perhaps by chance, Father, sometime we be places and don't know what to do, that the angels will surround the saints here. I pray for the members of this church here, that the angels will begin to stir them and stir around their homes and stir around their heart, that they can make this transition with me, Lord, that they can go deeper into the realm of the spirit and be able to do exploring and be able to walk in daily miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you that your word will not return to your void now. So let your word prosper in our heart. Let us go over these notes and let us hear your voice. Let's listen to this CD and go over and over again and recognize these, how powerful these beings really are, that they're real, they do exist, and they're still in ministry. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hey, praise God. Come on, let's praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Sit down and prepare yourself to give. I cannot overemphasize the importance of tithes.